Conference here with our winning crew chief, winning team owner here in the media center. We are joined by Paul Wolf, the winning crew chief's second win of the season for your team, Paul. A dominating performance today. Can you just talk about that race we just saw?
Yeah, it was a great race, obviously, for the two team. It was tough. The nine was strong all day, and for us it was really trying to find that right balance between being good on the shorter run versus the long run. You know, this is the first race back to Martinsville without the track bar adjusters, and you know, I think some of the guys have gotten used to over the last few years of using those as the track and cars take a swing throughout these long runs, and being able to have that track bar adjuster in there in the car. Not having that today, you kind of had to find a nice compromise between you know, the start of the run to the end of the run, and we seemed pretty good at that the first half of the race. As the race went on, we seemed to the track tightened up, and we didn't seem to be quite fast enough on the short run. And as we got towards the closing couple runs, driver wanted me to free it up. He said he needed to be freer to be able to win this race. And you know, we made some small adjustments, but it's hard when you've run, you know, 300-400 laps. You're afraid to go too big and get too far on the other side of it. So we made small adjustments. It was enough to hold the nine off on the short run, and then I think the longer run it kind of started to level out. So tough day. It's hard to be good here for 500 laps, and pit road was a big part of it. The guys on pit road were flawless all day. We're able to keep the lead when we came in, and then you know, able to come off strong there that one run where the nine let us down.
Thank you very much. And, Walt, your team has now won three of the first six races of 2019. Talk about that strong start to the season.
Well, great. It's, you know, it's really encouraging to do that, clearly, to win three out of the first six and be competitive for all of those races. So it's a great, number one, a great morale builder for everybody. But I think we all recognize, Brad and I just talked about it before I came in here, there's still 30 races to go. And we want to keep things in perspective. We recognize that the competition is upping their game. We saw that today. And I will say, as far as Brad and our Reese draw tight Ford Mustang today, he didn't put a wheel wrong all day, in my view. And Paul and the crew did a great job in the pits. But you saw a consummate professional. I hope people were taking notes. I was listening to Brad on the radio. It was interesting. He didn't say a whole lot. He was just focused on what he was doing. Didn't put a wheel wrong, paid attention to what he had to do, had a good car, and he knew they were nipping at his heels, but he never wavered. Pretty strong.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. We're going to open it up for media questions both here in the media center and upstairs in the press box. We'll start down here. Please wait for the wireless mic and start with your name and affiliation. We're going to open with Mark Garrow.
I have one question each for Paul and Walt. Number one, Paul, what's it feel like to put an absolute butt whipping on the field like that?
It was a stressful day to do that.
Really?
It feels good, but it was stressful. And like, you know, going into today, we didn't have a great practice yesterday. We were fair, but didn't know what we were going to have. And as the race started, obviously we were pretty strong. And then from there, you're just, you know, you got to adjust on the car, but you're afraid to do too much when you're that strong starting off. So we made some small adjustments, and like I said, the pit crew being able to keep us out front, that's key as well.
And Walt, all the races so far have been won by Penske or Gibbs. Do you feel like your two teams are just a little bit elevated above the group right now?
Well, I think the results for the first six races demonstrate that. But I still believe that we're going to see the gap close between ourselves, Gibbs, and the other teams as the season goes on. Chase had a great run today, strong run, and I think that was evidence of what they're doing. So we're not taking anything for granted.
We're going to come up front to Bob.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. Paul, I know you won three consecutive races at one point last year, but is this stretch the start this year? I mean, how would you compare it to the best of Brad?
It's been good. I think all the Fords have been very strong. All the Team Penske cars, for sure, starting the season. You know, there was a lot of question marks going into the season with this new rules package. You know, obviously at the mile and a half where we have the high downforce and the drag package, we were able to come out of the gates pretty good with that. I think as we looked here to Martinsville, you don't feel like it's much of an aero track. So it's kind of the same old Martinsville. As the years have gone by, I haven't seen rules changes with aero change what we do here a whole lot and the things you focus on. So with that being said, it did catch me off guard a little bit in practice yesterday. We weren't as good as I thought we would be off the truck. We felt the effects of the aero changes, even though this is one of the slower tracks we race at. So we scrambled a little bit during practice to get a little closer. And then, like I said, I didn't really know what we were going to have today. We made some more adjustments going into the race. And we weren't perfect today, but we were strong enough to be able to make small adjustments and continue to work on our car all day and lead a lot of laps.
We are going to go up to the press box. Do we have any questions in the press box? All right, we'll come back down here up front to Nate Ryan.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Paul, just following up on that, I know this isn't considered narrow track, but some guys were saying after with the big spoiler, it's creating a lot of wake for the trailing car. Is it more of an narrow track with this package, and do you think Bristol in a couple of weeks it'll be similar?
Yeah, I mean, like, with this being one of the slower tracks, and like I said, we felt the effects of it when we unloaded yesterday in practice, and Brad commented on it right away, how much more aggressive and harder he could drive the car than what he was used to last year. And we had to work on our setup quite a bit from what had worked for us in the past. And we knew there'd be a little difference, but it was probably more than I expected. So for sure going to Bristol, I think we're gonna notice the effects of it. And you know, all the short tracks as we move forward, you know, we noticed it at Phoenix, but, you know, that's a mile racetrack. So it's changed things for sure, and keeps you on your toes.
And is it just turbulence? Is that kind of
basically. Yeah, when you're in traffic. But as far as just single car by yourself, balance of your race car, it's changed that as well, too.
We have any other questions for our winning team down here? Matt Weaver.
Matt Weaver, Auto Week. This is for you, Paul. Four tire pit stops every single time for every team. Is there a reason we didn't see more divergence in the strategies, two tires?
Yeah, I don't think Martinsville has always been a four tire racetrack. And as we looked at tire wear and stuff this weekend, it didn't see a big difference from what we saw last year or the year before. So with drive off the corner being so important, you know, you can't give up those left side tires. You need those as well. And the right side tires, there's a lot of brake heat and a lot of abuse on the right front for sure. So it's kind of a no-brainer that you're always going to do four tires when you come to Martinsville.
Mike Neff from FredStretch.com. For Paul, you mentioned the track bar adjuster and how that's been taken away this year. We've heard complaints over the last few years that drivers felt like they didn't make as much of a difference as they would like to. Do you think taking that away from them is kind of putting more of the driving back in the driver's hands and forcing them to adjust as the runs go along and the fuel burns off?
Absolutely. At the, you know, at the 750 tracks, as we look at those, you know, where you're still don't have a lot of on throttle time and working on your balance from entry to exit, it makes a difference. You know, like I said before, we could crutch the car at the start of a run with the track bar, where now you can't do that. So now the driver's got to carry the car a little more, if you will, at whether it's the start of the run or the end of run, to kind of keep your car decent throughout the run. So I think it'll make a difference. It's not big, but, you know, as I looked back at history and what we've done the last few races when we've been good here, I mean, we have moved it some from the start of the run to the end and knew that was going to be a little different for us today. And, you know, some drivers use it more than others, and I think it'll change things a little bit as we go to these style racetracks.
I believe that is it. Any other questions? We'll give one last chance. Thank you, gentlemen. Congratulations.
Thank you all. Thanks.